From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Five French aid workers were killed near Aleppo on Wednesday, and 20 people were killed during an airstrike on an aid convoy earlier in the week, forcing the UN to suspend all humanitarian operations in Syria. VOA's Jeff Swikart has more.
The Syrian government's strategy is to besiege eastern Aleppo and starve out the 200,000 people that are estimated to be trapped there. It is a strategy that has worked in other parts of Syria, leading to the surrender of territory. Charles Lister is with the Middle East Institute in Washington.
In a sense, it's a siege and destroy strategy, a starve and subjugate strategy, whereby opposition forces and civilian populations that live amongst them are forced into an eventual surrender.
The city has been under siege for months, and there's reportedly little food in the eastern part, where conditions are described as dire. Government warplanes have bombed aid convoys, which is a war crime in other parts of Syria, without any repercussions. And the chances of food aid getting through anytime soon are slim. Jeff Swikart, VOA News, Washington.
In a related story, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said if a ceasefire deal in Syria is to be salvaged, warplanes must stop flying over key parts of the country. He said such a ban would prevent Syria from doing what it's done so often in the past, which is to attack civilian targets with the excuse that it's going after terrorists. Kerry said he wanted to emphasize to Moscow that Washington still supports finding a diplomatic solution. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said members of the International Support Group for Syria must use their influence. This is VOA.